Thank you and good afternoon. The California Highway Patrol arrested a man for driving under the influence following a collision yesterday in Mendocino County that caused a semi-truck to spill fuel onto the roadway. 58-year-old Garberville resident Gerald Stillwell was headed south on the highway just north of Black Oak Ranch when he allowed his pickup truck to cross the center line, colliding head-on with the semi-truck. The semi spilled more than 70 gallons of fuel onto the roadway, and emergency crews closed down both lanes of the highway for more than 2.5 hours as they cleaned up the spillage. Stillwell was found to be under the influence and he was arrested and booked into Mendocino County Jail. Eureka police responded to Harris and F Streets after an 80-year-old woman was struck and killed while crossing F Street on Monday morning. The victim, later identified as 80-year-old Maria Bosner, was waiting to cross F Street and had the walking sign to cross. A 57-year-old man who was stopped at the light on F Street made a left turn and struck Bosner, causing fatal injuries. DUI does not appear to be a factor in the collision, and Eureka police are continuing the investigation. Following a vehicle pursuit, the California Highway Patrol Garberville area arrested a man earlier this morning who had an arrest warrant out of Fortuna. Around 2 a.m., CHP officers spotted a vehicle that had previously been involved in a pursuit with the county sheriff's office, and CHP attempted a traffic stop. The truck sped off instead as it continued northbound on Highway 101 just north of Redwood Drive. The pursuit ended when the suspect vehicle crashed into a tree after traveling on Dyerville Loop Road. The driver, 42-year-old Arthur Howitt, was arrested and booked into county jail, and the passenger, considered to be an innocent party, was transported back to Fortuna. Dan Squire has news from the County Office of Education.
The County Office of Education held a round of interviews last week with six candidates who had applied to replace Gary Eagles as superintendent of Humboldt County Schools. Those six are now down to two, and both of the final candidates are local administrators. The Board of Education will interview both candidates for the final time on Friday, and first up will be Heidi Moore-Gynup, the coordinator for Decade of Difference. At 10:45, Northern Humboldt School District Superintendent Chris Hartley will be interviewed. The board will announce its final decision at its February 8th meeting.
Thank you, Dan. The Eureka Police Department is searching for two male suspects who committed armed robbery at a bank in the 2800 block of F Street. Two masked men entered the business and one of them drew a handgun at the teller and then fled the scene with an undisclosed amount of cash. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. A reminder for residents in Mendocino County that PG&E helicopters will fly low tomorrow and on Thursday to check for trees near power lines. The recent weather has caused trees and branches that were already weakened by drought conditions to fall into power lines, leading to power outages. Helicopters will fly as close as 200 feet from 8 a.m. to 4 in the afternoon. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. After officials in Humboldt and Trinity counties declared a state of emergency for roadways impacted by the recent weather conditions, Governor Jerry Brown issued an emergency declaration on Monday for 24 counties across the state, including Humboldt, Trinity, and Mendocino counties. As a part of the declaration, Governor Brown has directed the State Office of Emergency Services to provide assistance to local governments. On Monday, the Trinity County Sheriff's Office served a search warrant at a residence in Lewiston and arrested a man who allegedly discharged his firearm during an assault over the weekend. Deputies served a search warrant at the residence of 39-year-old Robert Holman, who was not home at the time of the search. Law enforcement located the firearm and also discovered several pounds of processed marijuana, along with an abundance of butane honey oil. Holman was located later in the afternoon, and he was arrested and booked into county jail for discharge of a firearm in a gross negligent manner, possession of marijuana, as well as possession of a controlled substance. Yesterday, the Trinity County Sheriff's Office announced a $5,000 reward for information leading to the location of 51-year-old Stacy Smart, who was reported as missing in October. The reward will not be presented unless the information directly leads to Smart's location, and residents can disclose that information anonymously. Smart was last seen at her home in Lewiston on October 12th, and after her family failed to make contact with her for 2 days, they reported her as missing. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.